Have you ever found yourself just outraged about some things that were happening, maybe in your business or maybe even in your life? Today's podcast, we're talking about outrage and how outrage can really light a fire under you so you can actually continue to do what God has for you to do. We are talking about that on today's podcast, so I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from She Launches It Podcast. I am excited about being here with you today. We're in episode number 56, and today's title or working title is something about outrage. That's the word that's in my spirit, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. What does it have to do with business? It has a lot to do with business. We're going to get into that. I have a lot that is going on. I'm really excited. I wish I had more time. But I also have to make sure that I'm taking care of myself, as I hope that you guys are as well. Man, we're talking about outrage today. And today, this episode, mark this down. I don't know how this episode is going to go. I might either get a lot of followers, it'll stay the same, or some go drop off, which really is really means nothing at all, right? But I'm just going to talk about some stuff. This is the first episode I'm doing with no notes. I had something written, and I decided not to do it, and I'm just going really off the cuff today. I don't know how long it's going to go, but this is what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about outrage. I've been dealing with the last couple of days some things that I've just been outraged about, and outrage is one of my girl's words. She will, generally speaking, when we're talking about the word outrage, she's outraged about something that's happening in our culture, because she stays on social media, and it'll be something that she wants to fight the fight of, and I just have to listen to the foolery. So it's actually a funny word in most respects when I'm talking about outrage. But today it's a little bit more pertinent to me. I'm not going to use my platform to bring up things that are political, at least not right now, because that's not what God has given me to do. But I will say that some of the things that I was dealing with were some things that were political in nature, and I was outraged by them. And you know what it, but the most important part about it was understanding that we all should have a fight, right? Now watch this. When I'm talking about this fight, I'm also talking about, you know, one of the business launches me and my girls and I have coming up at the time of this recording, probably within the next couple of weeks, is really about helping women that are women executives do a lot of great work, right? And that's our fight. That is our fight. We want to be able to help the underdogs. We want to be able to help those that can't walk into a bank and get a business loan. We want to be able to help those that really want to make a name for themselves, get out of where they are as far as, you know, where they are maybe financially, where they are mentally, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, right? But you don't have a lot of money. You have a lot of grit. My God, you have a lot of grit, but you may not have a lot of money. You got a lot to listen to. I'll listen. I'll do what you say, but I just don't know the direction. That's our fight. And my fight also with She Launches is to fight to help more women, you know, get their message out so that we can together impact the world. It is my fight. It is literally my fight. And so as I was, so I called my girl earlier today and I told her, I said, I got three things for you. I said, I got something that you're going to be proud of me about, something, a favor I need, some help I need. And I said, an outrage, something I'm outraged about. She's like, oh, you got a full slate today. And I said, what you want to learn first? And she was telling me, tell me about the outrage. So I had to give her the outrage part and she couldn't even get off that. I was like, but I still got to tell you the other stuff. Right. And really the things that we were discussing continue to turn themselves towards why we have to get into the fight. Did you hear that? Like, it's not about just staying outraged for the sake of being outraged, but outraged for the sake of being in the fight. Like my girl said something that was so profound. She said, the reality is many of us just want to be able to live a good life, make some money, provide for our kids, be in good health, good mind, body, and spirit, and then go see Jesus. Like that's it, right? That's really where to make a mark, you know, and many of us, we want to leave a legacy. Like I was saying, you know, as I get older, I'm past halftime in this life, right? And I said, My goal is, yes, I want to make millions. I want to get to the millions, you know, several millions, right? I want to do that. Yes, I do. I have a desire to do that because I have a lot to give. I have a lot to give away. I want to be able to give scholarships to people that really just need the information. It's like if somebody just gave me a chance, right? Like my heart bleeds for people like that. I mean, absolutely bleeds for people like that. Yes, I want to be able to make money more money, I should say. And we all, in a lot of respects, want to make more money, want to get paid our worth and our value. But we have to, I believe that we there has to be something that we're fighting for. I just don't want to, you know, there are times, let me say it like this. There are times where we have to be doing life, right? I think that that's especially true when you're raising kids, right? My son, at the time of this recording, is 26 years old. And, you know, he could take care of himself. He's self-sufficient. Why, he needs his mama still. But he's self-sufficient in the military and going to school, going to be an officer, you know, all this type of stuff, right? So he's self-sufficient. But when I was raising him, when he was younger, when he was, you know, 3, 5, 8, 10, I had to be raising him, right? That like you may have at that time, some people may have less time to be in different fights, right? When you're raising kids or when you are taking care of loved ones, you know, you might find that you have less time because we all have the same 24 hours a day. We got to figure out how to, you know, stop binge watching some things, stop being on social media in some places and, you know, turn that time around into something productive. And I get that, right? We want to be involved in our churches, in our community, our kids in sports, all of that type of stuff. But so I know that those times are important and I want to be able to live. I want to be able to, I was saying to my girl, I would still be doing what I'm doing. I would have this electric SUV that I want, you know, this luxury SUV that I want. I just can't see paying $110,000 for that car right now, right? I would have that and I said, and I would have still been going to the gym, and I would have, instead of my podcast I got to record, I would have just been able to let my people just walk in and record and let them do all the other stuff, right? Like, much of the stuff I would be doing is the same. But I want to leave the legacy for the babies. My God. I said, that's the fight for me. And that's what I want to do. I want my son and my daughter and my grandkids and her husband. I want them and their kids to not have to worry. That's my fight right now. And sometimes what I've realized is sometimes another thing can turn you up, you know, like get you outraged or get your blood boiling. But it brought me back. My God, it brought me back to the center of why I have to keep doing what I'm doing. Because in a lot of respects, you need money to have power. Do you need that all the time? Absolutely not. But you got to have money provide. Money allows you the opportunity, more of an opportunity to have more influence. I'll say it like that. You got to have influence. And I think that there are fights that are going on in this world today that needs more backing. There are people who are doing programs, for example, for kids. They need more backing because they're trying to do the right thing by kids. There are people who are doing more programs for women of color. They need more finances to be able to back them, to be able to do that. There are people who are doing more work to spread the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's people that need backing for that. Like it doesn't matter what your fight is. I was telling my girl, she was like, you know, I'm starting to, you know, get more into, you know, some of the things that she said it like this. He said, I want to do more philanthropy work, but I see that we got to be in the fight, you know, because we get outraged about a lot of the same things, except when she's doing the culture stuff, because I'm just not that young and I don't care about a lot of that stuff most of the time. But and we realize that our goal for this program and these things that we're going to be dropping for women is how we can get into the fight and get put more voices out there, voting, doing what it is that we have to do so that we can make some noise in this world. I want this place to be better. I'm so saddened that we are so divided today. I hope that there is something that can bring us together as a people. I pray that there are things that can bring us to more together instead of dividing us more. And that we get to a point, we get back to a place where I understand, you understand, the next person understands that even if the vote, whatever vote there is, I'm not even talking political. I'm talking about you could be voting in your house. Even if it doesn't go your way, you can still be okay. That's what my prayer is that we can still do things that glorifies God, that is pleasing in his sight, that I don't have to agree with it, but I can be okay with it. One of the things that I say often, you know, when I'm talking to some of my people, it doesn't matter where, you know, they'll say something and I was like, I agree, but I ain't got to like it. Right. That's one of my sayings. I agree, but I ain't got to like it. Like, yep, that's what's happening, but I ain't got to like it. Right. And that's just kind of part of my joke of where I am in this season of my life, that I don't have to agree with what's happening. I mean, I gotta live with it, but I don't mean I gotta like it, but I don't have to have an attitude about it either, right? And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay that there are people that are different than me. I'm okay that there are people who love politics and I don't love politics, but you know, it was never really my fight. I'm okay with people who do things that are different. I'm okay with gurus who decide to do a program that's drastically different from mine. I'm okay with people who don't believe in the route that I'm taking to do business. I'm okay that people do podcasts and have comedy and maybe have cursing. I just don't have to listen to it. Like, I'm okay. Right? I don't want to live in a bubble. I don't want you to live in a bubble. I want us to have a fight. And I want us to stay in the fight. I want you to decide if you are starting a business that you don't give up the fight, that you decide that even if you're in a dry season, even if you're in a season where you don't hear God's voice necessarily, even if you are in a season where you're not making the money and you know your value is worth more than you're getting paid, or maybe you're, like I said, you're not even getting paid at all, stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Be outraged about it and say, I'm not going to give up. Be outraged and let it lead you to reading something else. Be outraged and let it lead you to listening to something and searching something else on the internet or on YouTube to help you to hear something, because I believe God can be in anything. My Lord and my God, I believe he can be in anything, and he can help you to hear one thing that can shift your strategy. I cannot tell you that it happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and I was watching a video and I heard the speaker say something I didn't know about. Matter of fact, that wasn't it. I think I said it before. I looked on this person's website. I went to their frequently asked questions and saw a word, a phrase I had never seen before, and Googled it, and it shifted my stratosphere. It shifted my stratosphere because of the curiosity that I have, because I'm going to stay in the fight. I am going to stay in the fight, and I want you to decide that no matter how tired you are, no matter how much money you're making today, that you will decide, I'm not going to look left or right. And sometimes what ends up happening is we quit just right before the blessing comes. We quit right before the blessing. And I don't want that to be you. I want you to stay in the fight. Now watch this. You are human if you've decided to quit. If you said, I'm going to quit, I can't stand it. You're human. You're human if you do that. Go to sleep, quit for a day, and get back up and get in the fight. That might bless somebody right there, right? I don't want to do it this way no more. Dust yourself off and get back into the fight. Keep learning, because I'm telling you what, when you get to that place that God said, this is where I want you, I promise you, he will bless even these times where you're not making the money. He will bless it because you have a testimony. You have a way to show people, no, that's not what works, because I've done that and I can tell you why it won't work. You are building the roadmap while you are flying the plane. You're building it. You're learning what's happening. You're learning what you need to do and what you don't need to do. Sometimes it's more important to learn what you don't need to do than it is to learn what you should do, right? I was having this conversation with a client at the time of this recording the day before. And I was saying, you know, like I asked her, had she tried this one thing? And she was like, yeah, she didn't get a lot of results on it. And sometimes it's that we don't stay with it long enough. And sometimes we have to have the discerning spirit to know that that wasn't the right way in the first place. That might set somebody free. Right? You have to find out, like, I am clear enough now in my entrepreneurial journey, in my journey with the Father, to know that some things I can't follow. My Lord and my God, some people I can't follow. Some people I'm not ready for. Some people are I'm above them. And I don't say that in any disrespectful way. It's just that I'm just above doing that. I don't need that part. And that's okay. You just got to know where you are, and you got to know who you are. But you can't give up. You got to stay in the fight, and you got to be outraged about something. Y'all see, I'm turned up about this. I feel like I done preached a whole sermonette right now about being outraged. But I'm telling you, what it did was it shifted me into making sure that I stay in the game, making sure that I stay in the fight, making sure that I do the work that I believe God has given to me to do, my team to do, my people to do, right? You to do, so that we can continue to impact those that we are supposed to impact. I just hope and pray that there's something that I say on this particular podcast that in years from now, somebody hears it, and it shifts their stratosphere. It was the word that they needed to hear for them to see what God has in front of them, for them to go and change their part of the world. I don't care when you listen to this episode, my Lord and my God, that I hope that there is something that can shift you, that can change your trajectory, because that's what it's about. Maybe it just gave you just another day to stay in the fight, and maybe that was all you needed. Maybe it just helped you to hear something you needed to hear, and that was all you needed. Because that's what it's about. So if I keep doing my job, I don't know. I'm recording this by myself. The TV's on, turned down, right? I'm in a room. I'm doing what I need to do. right? We're at the beginning of podcasts. I'm in the first few months of doing this, right? At the time of this recording, and I'm staying in the fight. Even when I don't know, like, God, I don't know what to say. I don't know if anybody is listening. I know we have downloads, but I don't know. Stay in the fight, my Lord and my God. Stay in the fight. I'm encouraging you like I'm encouraging myself. I hope there was something that was said today. If you know, I feel like this is one of those types of messages that you really can send to a sister friend, because somebody needs to be outraged, and that needs to not just get you outraged to be mad, but get you outraged to do. That should set somebody free. Get outraged enough to do, to start. Now watch this. Don't go sprinting down the street for whatever it is you have to do. Just decide that you're going to get started. Because if you sprint sometimes too fast, you'll lose the energy, right? You'll lose the motivation. Right? You're going to lose that. And I don't want you to lose that. I want you to just get started. And I want you to keep showing up and keep putting a foot forward. That's what God just said that to me. Keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Just keep showing up. So I hope that was something that was blessing you guys again. That was no notes. That's what I did today. I hope it was good for you guys. Make sure you send it to a sister friend. Make sure that you go to the website, She Launches It. Leave me a message on there. There's still a button at the bottom of the screen when you can leave a voice message for me on there directly to me. If it's a question, I'll read it here on the air. Make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button, because you know that that's what's going to help the podcast to grow. Send it to someone you think might be, that this whole podcast might be beneficial for. And I am praying that God continues to bless you, and that He is giving you the determination and the fight to stay in the fight, so that you can, that something is going to light a fire under you and get you to understand that regardless of where you are today, your journey is important. That's what I have for you today. And I hope that this podcast was a blessing. I'll see you on the next podcast. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.